Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And we're back on Steelers Touch Down Under. I'm Matt Peverell, joined by my co-host, as always, Marky D, Marky Davison. Marky D, part two, as always, slinging the slang, just as Big Ben likes to sling the rock, we like to sling the slang. If you're listening to us for the first time, this is our segment where we give you a bit of Aussie flavor, whether it's, you know, sayings, terminology, slang, as we would say. Maybe even it's a bit of pop culture. Who knows? Mark and I always surprise each other with this segment. Mark, what do you got for everyone this week?
So this week I've got, for audio guys, YouTube guys, I've got you guys a bit of homework during the bye week, during this weekend. So what I'd like you guys to do, if you guys have a chance, if Netflix or try and find it through some streaming device, surely there's great movies out there. There's an Australian movie back in the day. I made in like 1980s or 90s. One of the most Australian popular movies called The Castle. Are you familiar with the old Australian movie, The Castle, Matty?
I am. I am indeed.
Yeah. So there's a few sayings in The Castle. It's basically what the premise is about is this bloke who owns a house with his family, you know, like the white picket fence like you guys have in America. Like it's his home, it's his castle. The big CEO guys from are trying to put in a new runway like for an airport. And they want to go right through his house. And he takes him to court, and there's a big battle between his castle versus the big guys versus the airports. And it's hilarious. There are so many Australianisms in that movie. It's just too funny. Like there is one, and I know you know this one. There's where the housewife and the husband and the housewife is making like dinner, and he's so the husband is so wrapped up for what he's getting for dinner. He's like, "What are these? What are these, love?" And she's like, "Rizzles." And they're just like, Rizzles are like just like beef patties. They're like nothing. They're just stock standard.
Love Rizzles.
And I love them too. And he's like, "Oh, these are beautiful." Like he thinks like he loves his wife so much. He loves his dinner so much. He's just an Australian character. And he's just so excited about Rizzles and potato and just the nice home meal. It's a really good film, but basically like it just, yeah. There's one other one too where he's trying to bargain for, and I know this one, you know this one too. He's bargaining like to buy like a pool table, and his son says, you know, he's like, "How much for a pool table?" $400. And then the main character comes back and goes, "Ah, tell him he's dreaming." So yeah, you guys got to get into that. It's hard for me to say it, but The Castle, if you do, if one person watches it, I'll be so happy. It's such a funny film.
Yeah, nice. I like it. So I had a phrase that I thought was timely for the bye week. And after last week, we might have some more, you know, connotations or innuendo, but it's called going with the flow. And we say go with the flow, right? And so go with the flow means to see how it's going, just sort of see what plays out, you know, be open-minded kind of thing. Yeah, it's just, as I say, see how it goes. So basically, you know, we don't know what's going to happen from here. The Steelers, it looks positive. It might not be, you know, with what turns out, but you just got to go with the flow. You got to let it happen. You got to do, you know, let it all play out, basically. So anyway, I thought that was timely this week. But I tell you what, Mark, you said it a few weeks back. It's becoming a struggle with this slang to find new stuff every week.
Yeah, it's very hard because half our slang we can't say online because we'll get in trouble. But isn't it like saying, is going with the flow similar to like, is it playing by ear or playing by year? What's that kind of saying?
Playing it by ear is how
it's ear, right? As in like your ear, playing it by ear?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I thought, yeah, I don't know. It is getting very difficult.
My favorite one, though, that everyone—it's more of an English saying, but you know, people say either it's a moving beast or it's a moving feast, and like people get very one camp or the other.
Yeah, I thought it was beast.
It was too, but then someone told me it was feast because, like, and the way a feast moves around in the traditional European culture. But I prefer moving beast because it's like hunting, like it's more like, you know, you're going. I don't know, but it's, you know, and I think it actually by definition is moving feast, but I prefer moving beast. It's just interesting when those things pop up.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, so before we get into audience Q&A, and we want everyone to load up on the questions and, you know, and what have you, but basically we thought we'd run through the rest of the record, right? So I think Mark and I, well, the first couple of times we did this, both before the preseason and then in the bye week before the season started after the three preseason games, we were both hovering around 5-1, 4-2 at this point in time, right? And so I know that I predicted the Bengals game, you know, the loss. I think I'd won another loss there. It might have been Seahawks, assuming that Russell Wilson was playing. But regardless, at the end of the day, the Steelers are 3-3, which is a good thing. We don't want to be, you know, 2-4. Mark, let's run through the rest of the 11 games that they're going to play over the next 12 weeks. If you look forward past this week, and you know, I'm interested to see what your feelings are. You know, and obviously there's injuries playing to things right now. But let's go straight to the next game, Cleveland Browns in Cleveland. Who's winning that game?
The Steelers win that game. We have to win that game. The Browns are struggling. They only scored 17 points against Denver. I'll be very unimpressed if we don't win that game.
Nice. I have the Steelers winning that one. If the Steelers can't come out after the bye hungry for that, after being at 500 and getting healthier, you know, with different guys potentially coming back, particularly Banner and other guys. I think it's the other thing I would say, you know, and I know we're going to talk about the record and then go into Q&A, but I do want to, you know, in terms of previewing the weeks to come, I think this having the bye this early, you know, as Steelers fans, and we didn't get the bye last year because of all the rubbish that went on with the NFL and supporting the Ravens. You can tell I'm really anti the NFL today. And by that, I mean the league commission. But what I would say is this week's really important for the rookies, right? Because now they've got a chance to actually refresh. And I think, you know, they've had a tough six games. Look at how much impact we've had from rookies like Green and Moore and, you know, obviously Najee Harris and Trey Norwood and Pat Freeman. It's really important to let them recover. But yeah, I've got the Browns winning this one as well. How about the following week, Mark, against the Chicago Bears?
I think it'll be a tough game against the Bears because we don't know who we're going to see with the Bears and with Fields. I haven't been watching the Bears too closely, so I don't really know how they play football. But I believe we get a win. It's back at home. And once you beat the Browns, we're on a bit of a win streak and a great time for the bye as well, because it kind of like, we had two wins going into the bye, and then that kind of like starts, you got to start fresh again. Yes, the win column will go to three straight wins in a row, but it's going to feel like if we win against the Browns, that'll be one, and then if we beat the Bears, that'll be two. So I think they beat the Bears. I think they have to. I think it's another game where you can't lose this game because it's the, who knows what the Bears are.
Yeah. Yeah. I see, for me, that Bears defense is pretty good. Like, I know people are going, what? But, like, they're up there in their sacks. For me, it's how much our defense can feast in that game. And I think they can feast coming home off the Browns game. So I'm going to give them the win there as well. And I see Carl Schofield in the chat. I saw you earlier. Carl Schofield, can you tell me what you believe more, Jesse James catching that ball or Hayden being on the side? Let us know in the live chat. But Mark, what are you thinking, Detroit Lions? So will the Steelers go two games at home again, just like they did Denver and Seattle? What's going to happen against the Detroit Lions?
Short and fast, another game are at home. We have to win that game against the Lions. They are struggling. They have no identity with how to play football. The Jared Goff isn't playing very well. Yes, they have stars in Swift and those kind of guys. Their defense, they're just losing. They're a losing franchise. It's a game. This would be the trap game of all trap games, because they might be 0-7 or 0-8 going into this game. And if the Steelers are 5-3, you have to win this game no matter what. It might be competitive. I reckon it'd be more competitive than the Bears game. But same. The Steelers win this game. Like the Lions want to play, you know, smash mouth football. They haven't got the X's and O's just in order yet, but Steelers win. They have to. How can they not? I can't choose Lions.
I feel like this is a game that's going to have Steelers fans pulling their hair out. I think they'll come away with it. I think, you know, we've shown that we'll do that both last week and then against the game against the Bills. But make no mistake, this is the game. The Lions, as you say, will show up. I think they've got a lot of fight in them. And I think, honestly, Steelers fans are going to be like, oh, my gosh. And, you know, on Know Your Enemy, Jeffrey Bennett was saying, they were talking about whether they'd seen, Ben is what he is. And then on the preview, they were talking about, have we seen the worst of Ben? That could be the game that we see the worst of Ben. I'm sorry to say. Like, that's, I think there'll be people that are watching that going, yay, we're going to see 5 or 6 touchdowns. We're going to see 30 plus points the rest of it. I could see that one not even getting to 20 points for either team. So I'm going to have the Steelers take away the win. I think they've got too much class, but I think, we're all going to be sitting there pretty, you know, not happy after that. I was going to say another swear word.
But... exactly.
The following week, Los Angeles Chargers, what happens there? They travel across to the West Coast. Well, we know they don't do too well there.
Right now, I think we lose that game. Yeah. For how the season's playing out, I don't want them to lose, but I think we might lose that game. Justin Herbert's playing really well. Yes, the Chargers struggled against the Ravens, but I think in the reality of things, to keep things like, you know, kind of even, we lose. Like, I wouldn't be surprised. I'd be happy if we win, but I think we lose that game.
Yeah, it's hard. Like, I have had that as a loss every time I look at this schedule. And then I look at that Ravens game and I think about the Steelers. The problem for me, I need to see a significant uptake in cornerback play if the Steelers are going to win this game. Like, they're going to have to really mark up. And in the run game, like, you know, I know Eckler's missed a little bit of time. I don't think he's on IR. I might be wrong there. But if assuming he's not on IR, you know, if you saw what Alex Collins did last week, honestly, Eckler can't be allowed to do that sort of thing. So for me, I have it as a loss right now. I'm not going to be shocked if the Steelers pull off a win, but I do think this is a loss as well. I think that's a big ask after they get themselves up for 3 games. I think, that's going to be a tough one. All right, the next week, Cincinnati Bengals in Cincinnati. What happens here, Mark?
You missed what Brosco says here. The Jesse James caught the football.
I know. That's his stats. That's an answer to my question.
So, isn't it? He says he remembers the night very vividly.
Yeah, I want to know what is he more convinced of? Hayden being on the side or Jesse James catching that ball? That answers the
question. So, are we playing? This is the Bengals game again?
Yeah, the Bengals game in Cincinnati.
How interesting is that we're playing the Bengals before we even play the Ravens? Just a side note there.
This is the league teeing up a top tier schedule.
This is the game we have to win no matter what. We can't go. If we lose against 2-0, we should be more competitive. If we lose against the Chargers, then this game we have to win in Cincinnati, hands down. I don't care how you win. 9-0, 3 field goals. I don't care.
Like, but do they win? Do they have to? Do they?
Yes, they win. They beat the Bengals. Otherwise, the Bengals have a 3-3 streak on us, and I can't handle that.
I have them losing.
No, they're gonna. Are you
Jamar
saying
Chase is Jamar Chase is really good.
Yeah, like, he's really good.
Like it's funny. Like everyone slammed them on the Penei Sewell and not picking Penei Sewell. Like Jamar Chase, you see that block that Jamar Chase did? Like,
yeah,
like,
he's playing for Rookie of the Year as well. He's going off. He's having,
mate,
he's having a go.
That's that. Yeah. So I have them losing that game. As I say, I worry about the secondary. About the next week, the first game, the you know the 5-star matchup, Baltimore Ravens at home, Pittsburgh. What 4:25 Eastern on CBS.
I what just happens? Don't trust the Ravens this year. I don't trust their record. I know it's hard to say.
Yep.
I think the Steelers win. I think we match up well against them. I think our defense is better than them. I think we can stop their run. I think if Big Ben plays smarter and we start to move Najee more, then they'll get, if we can put them into a hole where they're down like 10, 13 points maybe, then we should be able to, we might sneak one. So I think we win.
So you have them at 8-4 right now, and I have them at 7-5.
Yeah.
All right, Nick, the following week, I think they win as well. I think they come back strong after a two-game, slide. Then the next week in Minnesota, this game could be anything. What happens here in Minnesota?
Another hard game to predict, really, at this very moment in time. Let's put down a loss. I don't know. I don't know. I this is the hardest team in the NFL to cover. Minnesota Vikings, they can either beat you by 35-10, or they can lose, 40-13. There's such a crazy Kirk Cousins can go off, or he can go really terrible. You know, and they've got Dalvin Cook. They've got a lot of good stars there. A few good receivers. And playing in Minnesota is hard as well, getting a bit colder. So this will be a harder game to win. So I think we'll just, for my record to balance out, I think maybe a loss.
Okay. I actually have them winning this. I think this will be the game. Not they score their highest amount of points, but they have their biggest winning margin. I think they're going to completely shut them down. I mean, like, good luck. See you later. Kirk Cousins is going to be eating dirt all day, just as you like to say, Joe Burrow last year. Yeah, that's. I mean, it's not even dirt there. It's like, he's eating plastic turf.
What did you yell? You like that? You like that? Yeah, we're going to come after you.
So I take that as a Steelers win. So that's interesting. So now we both get to an 8-5 record. All right, let's go through rapid fire. Tennessee Titans at home. What happens here?
Right now, loss. I can't. That hurts.
Yeah, I know.
That hurts.
I know.
Derek Henry's
like
so good.
Before Julio Jones ends up on that team, it's like, yeah, that's a win. But again, I think Julio Jones on that team, like with AJ Brown as well, that's hard to defend.
Until we stop the run, that's a loss.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, for me, it's not that. I think it's the passing stuff. I think they're going to be so focused on the run that they overcapitalize on it. Like. True. But that's the game. If Minka's going to do something big, that's the game. I see some big play, splash play from Minka. But I've got that as a loss as well. So we both got them as 8-6 now. All right. How are they going to go against the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead week 16?
I reckon we beat them. I think we have the Chiefs are struggling right now. And Mahomes can't keep playing the way he's playing. And this is about, 7 weeks away or 10 weeks away, ages away. There's a chance that we could be a better football team, and I think we beat them.
I only beat them, but it's the run on the defense for us, and we don't give Mahomes enough time to do what he likes to do. They're going to be a better team. You watch down this stretch. The Kansas City Chiefs for the rest of the season are going to be a lot better. They're going to be in the playoffs, All right, so we both have the win there to take them to 9-7. All right, Cleveland Browns in Heinz Field. This is the wild card round revenge game. What happens here?
I think we beat them as well. I think if they're at home and we beat them away first, I think we go 2-0 the division. So I've got a win.
I've got a win as well. I think they take care of business at home. Ben will be up for that game. All right, then they go to M&T Bank Stadium. This could be where they really need to sign off, to get into the playoffs, just as they needed to do in 2019 with Rudolph, and they played abysmally. I think Hodges, it was Devlin Duck Hodges because Rudolph was injured the week before against the 4 or 2 weeks before against the Jets. What happens here? M&T Bank Stadium. You know, this could be well the game that gets the Steelers potentially in the AFC North, but you know, it's probably more likely going to get them into the wild card spots. What happens here?
I think the Steelers win this game and then we win the division. I think this game's for the division. I think the Ravens will be checked down a little bit after the whole season. Yes, they're winning by 2 games now, but then I think your record might be the same. Mine's 11-7. 11-6. I have to win the division over the Ravens.
Yeah,
We beat them twice last year. And they're just sneaking away. They're playing competitive football because of that Wang Harbs. Is it?
I know. I just think they could get good down the stretch. But you know what? Head says Ravens going to win. Heart says Steelers going to win. I'm all about the heart. Pittsburgh Steelers, take it out.
I think we're both 11-6, right?
We're 11-6. I mean, look, I said midweek that I thought in the bye week bonanza, I thought they were 10-7. I think it's going to come down to that last game against Baltimore, but I think if they can win that game at Baltimore, they'll take the conference. But again, who knows with this Bengals team, man? Like the Bengals with their schedule, right?
Like, go away. The Bengals have one of the easiest schedules, I think. They're playing
Bengals. Really, if we beat the Ravens twice, the Bengals will come second, and I'll make a heap of money because I've got bets on.
I don't want to see them. I've always said, and they're like, I hate as much as I hate them. The Bengals are playing really angry football. And like you said, with the Burrow and the Chase and those kind of guys. And they're just
Mixon behind a good O-line is a top five running back, man. Best thing about the Bengals, and I don't mean to cut you off there, like the best bit about the Bengals is their interior defensive line is so much better than people realize. Sorry,
you bring up the Bengals and it gets them in a bit of a stir. We're so used to them, you know, losing, but they're an up-and-coming team. They're playing really hard. And now the Browns, they just like the AFC North is still it's still feasible to win this division. I just think we can't lose any more division games. If we go 3-3, there's no chance. Maybe no chance for the playoffs. We need to go 4-2 or at least 5-1. 4-2 would be great, I think, in our division.
Yeah, I actually honestly think if you square up 3-3, you're all right, because I think the division's going to split each other so well. Like, I think the Bengals are going to do well. Honestly, I think they're going to do well in the rest of their games against the Ravens and the Browns. So I think if you can win 4-2, you're walking away pretty happy this year, to be honest.
Have you seen, I looked up the standings, if everything like turned out to be even, there's like 12 sets of rules. And it comes down to if it goes through all the standings and who's like, you know, even. It comes into a coin toss at the very last. If they still can't figure out the points, the schedule, all these things, it comes into a coin toss.
You should do a field goal kickoff.
That's probably number 9. Like, it's the very last moment. If you still can't decide a winner after these 11 crazy rules, it's like, okay, flip a coin. Like, it's just that won't happen. Like, we need an outright winner.
They should just play more games. I love the old rules in the rugby league where if it was a draw at the end of the regulation time, they'd just go come back the next week. Mark and my team, the Manly Seagulls, won a title that year where they played 3 games in 10 or 12 days. It was ridiculous in the 70s. Right. I think it was 1978.
Same with the AFL too, the Australian Football League. They had a tie 1 year in the grand final and it left everyone like...
never happened before.
No, it never happened. And they're like, what do we do? And they just went home and played next week.
I like it. It's best man on the day. Like,
there were so many punters had their money on either team.
Can you imagine the logistics of having to do the Super Bowl twice in 2 weeks?
The events coordinator would be pulling their hair out. Like, we just had the best day, everything went fine, and then just like, I think it was like 78-78, and the buzzer went, and everyone was just like, wait, who wins? And no one wins. It was a draw, and you play again. So funny.
And can you imagine? And like, if you've bought like these suites and like the Super Bowl halftime show, and everyone's got to come back the next week, it'd be so good.
It'd just leave you with that lost feeling. You're like, you wouldn't know. Yeah, imagine if you and I went over there for our first Super Bowl, paid all the money, and we ended in a tie. Like, it was like 21-21, and it was no winner. Would you even go out that night to celebrate? What do you have like another week of angst of like, I think we're going to win, and then you got to preview the game from the last game. Oh, it's so weird.
It's strange. That's great. But look, with that wraps up this week's Steelers touch down under. I'm Matt Peverell. There's Marky Davison.
I'm going to bring up Brian's comment. You know, it's a bye week when we're talking rugby. Love it.
Talk about it all the time on this show. Oh, that's great. That's great. But yeah, that wraps up this week's Steelers touch down under. I'm Matt Peverell, joined by my co-host as always, Marky D. Close it out.
Is that up? Yet? I got my new towel, terrible towel. Nice one ear. So, am I closing the show? Here we go, Steelers. Go, Steelers. Here we go.
That's it from the TDU boys.
Oh, how it rips me, but love makes me live for tomorrow.